joined by manager Danny Penswick after tonight's thrilling 4-3 victory over Bootle at home. Just sum up your thoughts on that game, please, Gaffer.
It was a great game. Great game for the fans watching, great game to play in. 7 goals end-to-end, a great advert for non-league footy, for North West Counties footy. Bootle will feel a bit odd done by. I don't think there was too much between the sides. First half, you'd probably say they were on top, dominated possession, had more chances. We weren't quite at it. Second balls, and we didn't have the confidence that I spoke about before the game on the ball. Second half, we had a word, we got together at half time, and we came out and did what I asked. We dominated the game. We looked dangerous in attack. And at the end, either team could have nicked it. We were just lucky enough to get it, but both teams were going for it, and it was a pleasure to play him.
Well, it's a big difference from last season, where we wouldn't really have been matching the teams, the likes of Bootle. And our last season, obviously, we lost there 5-1 and then lost at home 3-0. It's another show of improvement from your side this season.
It is, but I still think there's more to come. There's still 6 or 7 things I can pick out of that game that we didn't do to the level that we should be doing them to and the level I expect. So it's an improvement, but it's not there. It's by no means a finished article. One thing that I think the lads are aware of, and I'm certainly aware of, is that we're not going to win every game of football, but we're going to go and try to do it. We're not going out there hoping to shut up and get a 0-0 and nick one on the counter-attack. That's not what we're about. We're going out there to try and score some goals, try and entertain and to enjoy ourselves, and that's what we've done. And it's showing. You can see all the lads out there playing, smiles on the faces, everyone's enjoying it, and it's a good place to be at the moment.
Ben Say came into the side with Mike Holland available and grabbed the early goal for Gate after 5 minutes.
Yeah, he did. Ben's got goals in him. Both Rick and Ben have. They always score goals. Even if they don't do anything else in the game, they'll always pop up with one. And it was the first time I've played Ben and Jake together, both left-sided players, and I've been wanting to get them in the team together for a while because they're two quality players, but it's how you fit them into the team within the shape. And just so happened with Mike being away, Sparky had a knock. We dropped Nobby into that holding role, and we brought Ben in on the left-hand side, and I thought he was outstanding today. Got a goal, should have got another one, second half. Luckily, Rick pulled him out and got the equaliser. But no, really, really pleased with everyone's performance. Their attitude, what they gave us, legs and quality, was brilliant.
Joe Noblett and Brett Dawson both scoring either side at half-time. First of all, talk me through Nobby's free kick right in the top left-hand corner. No way the keeper was getting to that.
No, he won't hit another one like that all season, trust me. But no, it's a great finish. They scored a lovely free kick as well. It was a real high-quality finish that could have graced any game of football anywhere. And Nobby's got that in his locker. He's great on the ball, and you line up from there and you're back in most days to trouble the keeper. I didn't expect him to do that, if I'm honest with you, but we'll take it and he'll take it, and it was a great finish.
And then Stingers in the second half, just a little glancing header at the front post, just beat his man just to get that touch, and that's his third goal now.
I know. I hope he stops scoring. I can't deal with him scoring. Stinger's a great lad, and he's come in and he's been a breath of fresh air. Everyone who knows him knows what he's about, and he's fitted into the squad seamlessly, and he gives us something different, and he gives us that desire up top. And his goal was well deserved. I thought he worked hard all game, similar to how he did against Atherton Colls, and got his rewards at the end for his hard work. So another really good performance from Stinger. Deserved his goal, and if he keeps popping up with them, I'll be very happy.
So next up, we travel to Congleton on Saturday. They lost 4-1 tonight away at Hanley Town, but be another tough game because they're another top team in this league.
Yeah, there's no easy games in this league. You ask Bootle tonight, we're an easy game, and we've just proved that we're not. You ask, there is no easy games. It's whatever team decides to turn up on the day will win. We are not good enough to go to Congleton anything else than 100%. And if we approach that game any differently, we'll get done. Likewise, if Congleton approach the game any differently than 100% focused on it, we'll come out on top. At this level, there's some very good players, and a lot of it's down to application and mentality, and we're showing showing good signs of that at the moment, which is pleasing. But if we turn up against Congleton, we'll do well. If we don't, we won't.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.